Hi, this is Lance Larson with the Orange County Transportation Authority, and we're listening to the OC Talk Radio in the morning.
And this is Brian Lockery. We are back at ACCOC's The City Square, and now we are going to head into a segment we call Is It a Law?
And now, Rutan and Tucker present
Is It a Law?
We're ready.
All right, we're ready to go. Okay, Mike, we're gonna actually have this as a competition. Diana is here with us as well. You've been very patient through that whole first segment of the show, so now you get the participation time.
She's the ringer. She knows.
Well, I learned a lot about Anaheim. Always impressive.
Can I add one thing since we're talking about Anaheim?
Of course. I
went to Wikipedia and looked this up, and I'm going to challenge either. I won't put Mike on the spot, but I'll ask Diana and Brian. Do you know where the name Anaheim came from?
I'll bow out because
okay. I'm sure you know this.
I'll give you a hint.
Not a linguist, but I would guess it's Anna's home. But
yeah. You got it. That's exactly it. Well, it's home by Anna River, Santa Anna River. In 1857.
There we go.
1857, 50 German American were residents of San Francisco, moved down here because they wanted a place to grow grapes, and they called it, you know, the home by the Santa Ana River.
The home by the Santa Ana River, exactly. Anaheim.
And at one time, Anaheim was the largest grape-growing region in California. Did you know
that's
amazing.
Where
are our wineries at?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. We missed out on the wineries, unfortunately.
And you could have bought the land for $2 an acre back then.
Wow.
That would have been, and my guess is that's probably why Disney came to Anaheim, because even in the 50s, sure it was relatively inexpensive compared to other areas of
LA.
I just
thought I'd throw that out there.
Right. Thank you. Okay, now we're getting on to Is It a Law? So these are going to be five potential laws. You have to tell me whether or not these are actual laws or just made up hogwash. Okay, the first one. You can't kill a squirrel with a gun in a courtroom in Canton, Mississippi. You're prohibited from killing a squirrel with a gun if it's in a courtroom in Canton, Mississippi. Is that a law?
No. Is it a law?
No.
You took my thunder away.
I'm going to go out on a limb and presume that you can't kill anybody in a courtroom with a gun, let alone a squirrel. So I guess I'm going to say it's a law.
Yay. Makes sense. Okay. Right. Diana?
Well, I'm a frequent listener. So she knows. It's a law.
She knows. Our first one is always a law.
Very good.
Okay. You're both 1-0.
Can you kill him with an arrow or anything else or something? It's just a gun?
Possibly. It says with a gun. So, right. So perhaps, slingshot. Shots and arrows would be okay.
All right.
Second one. It is illegal to defend yourself in a physical altercation when breaking into someone else's house. So if you're a burglar, break into someone else's house, it is illegal to defend yourself. In a physical altercation. Is that a law?
I'm going to guess no.
Okay. Excellent. And Diana?
I'm going to go with no as well.
And you would both be right.
Wow,
so 2-0.
Look at this. 2-0.
I've seen Liar, Liar, the movie with Jim Carrey.
Mike Posey's shaking in his boots right now.
If you break into a house and then somebody starts beating you up, you can't defend yourself?
No, it's not a law. So you're absolutely able to defend yourself. Yes. Okay, this one's very specific now. Yes. In McClough, Kansas, it is illegal to wash your false teeth in a public drinking fountain. So if you have false teeth, you can't take them out and wash them in a public drinking fountain if you're in McClough, Kansas.
Is it a law?
Where is McClough, Kansas? We have to look that up.
It's a good question. Yes, very good.
I think they make
our geography major, Diana Coronado, nailed it.
So I'm going to guess for the overall welfare of the community that perhaps this is a law.
Yes, okay. All right. Diana, yes, no?
I want to go with I'm hoping it's a law, but at the same time,
this is where we start suckering people in.
Every time.
As soon as you start thinking about it, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
But that's not fair. You can't keep someone from trying to be, clean.
Hygienic, right?
So what is it?
So I'm going to go with it's not a law.
It's not a law. Okay. Mike Lister, you are still undefeated. It is a law, and apparently, I guess, a lot of people with false teeth may be in McClough, Kansas. So, interesting.
A lot of bad breath in McClough, Kansas with old people.
All right, we're going
to... So he's 3-0. He only has to go
two more, and Mike Posey's going to come in, break down the... Mike Posey is a Huntington Beach City Councilman. and we've been doing this show for a long time. The only one to go 5-0
over a year. Whoa. He's the only one.
Yeah,
he set the bar high.
He set the bar high. So
no pressure.
He stands by with the champagne, waiting to see if anybody goes 5-0. When they don't, he pops the cork. So two more for you, Mike. Okay, here we go. We're going to stay in the dental in the dental category. With
and this one is so obvious. This one is so This is like a gimme.
Okay. Picking your teeth in public is prohibited in the state of Rhode Island.
Is it a law?
I'm going to say no, because that might be a bit of overreach by government to actually kind of extend a law that impacts your mouth. So
you're sure about it?
Okay,
but just to be clear, false teeth, washing your false teeth in a public drinking fountain, you're fine with that. Picking the teeth is not. Okay,
indeed.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
Diana?
I'll follow Mike's suit.
You know what? That's probably a wise move at this point, because he is now 4-0.
Oh, my goodness.
It. Yes, that is not a law.
Oh, well, he's there.
So now it's coming down to it.
I wish I had a drum roll here. Something.
I know. We need a little more drama here somehow.
Yeah, right.
Okay, last one. In Cuemado, New Mexico.
How do you say that?
I'm guessing here. I've got it written down.
You said it so quickly that you sounded so confident.
Q-U-E-M-A-D-O, so I'm saying Cuemado, but, who knows. In Cuemado, New Mexico, a newspaper can be fined if it misspells a person's name in print.
Is it a law?
For all the marbles.
For all the marbles.
Okay.
For lasting fame. Or forever shame.
I know. We need to have like a t-shirt or a plaque or something if somebody goes 5-0.
This is a tough one because, of course, a newspaper should spell somebody's name right, but I'm a longtime newspaper guy.
That's right. Former journalist with the Orange County Business Journal,
indeed,
correct?
Indeed. And so I think, based on California, that you actually could not make that illegal, but rather you have to have a process in place by which the paper would be obliged to correct it and set the record straight. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. And Diana?
I'm going to go yes.
You're going to go yes? Believe it or not, now you're both 4-1. Mike Posey, pop the champagne.
Safe.
It is a law.
He remains undefeated.
And it is interesting. I guess they can be fined. I'm thinking First Amendment, they can actually be fined by misspelling somebody's name.
Just because it ticks people off.
I suppose that must be it. So that is a law in Cuemado, New Mexico. So if you ever get back into the publishing journalism industry in Cuemado, New Mexico, be careful how you spell
what if you
names.
Spell Cuemado wrong. What if you spell the city's
wrong.
Name wrong,
you know,
say
maybe
it wrong.
Maybe that's where the fine started to come in. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody misspelled the mayor's name wrong or something, and he said that's it, we're putting a law into place. All right, well, thank you very much, and would especially like to thank our friends at Rutan and Tucker who make this segment possible.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rutan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at rutan.com. That's RUTAN.com.